Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. It's Arrested Development. Michael had begun to work weekends. Unfortunately, this interfered with the Saturday morning bike ride he usually took with his son.
So this isn't bad, right? Just like a normal Saturday.
You know, Dad, you don't have to drive so slow. I can ride my bike by myself.
This actually doesn't go any faster.
I mean, I know you have a lot of work, you know?
It still doesn't mean I can't hang out with my... Hang on one second. This is Michael. Mom, I'm expecting a very important phone. For God's sake, I'll be right there.
Dad!
Nice hit stick, son! Good reflexes!
Back at the model home, Lindsay awoke late to find her husband missing.
Maybe, Michael, Tobias?
Work.
Tobias had recently been cast in a movie, playing the role of a frightened inmate.
I ain't going to squeal, man. I ain't going to... I'm not frightened. God. Lindsay, say something to scare me.
Me.
Nope, nothing. Thanks for trying, though. You know what I ought to do? I ought to check myself into a men's penal colony. Perhaps your father could get me in.
Well, if he can go to work, so can I.
Lucille, meanwhile, was growing closer to her recently adopted Korean son, whom she called Anyang.
Father Anyang.
Which isn't a name,
Anyang,
but the Korean word for hello.
And I guess I can comb my own hair.
Please, he's a little boy, and since he's going to go off and work for 10 hours, I want him to look nice. Thank you, Lupe.
You get a job, Anyang?
Anyang.
Anyang.
At the banana stand. Oh, his work ethic is unbelievable. Unlike some sons I know.
I'm a scholar. I enjoy scholarly pursuits.
Suddenly playing with yourself is a scholarly pursuit.
Hey, Lupe. What's wrong with Lupe?
Oh, she's upset because I told her she couldn't take the day off. There's a family reunion in Catalina.
Catalina? We're not going to Catalina, are we?
Buster had an unfortunate encounter in a photo booth on the wildlife-populated island of Catalina.
No, Lupe is. You see, for her, a family reunion might actually be a pleasant experience.
They've got a bus, and they want to use the parking lot to this building as a meeting place.
I mean, for God's sake. Not a hardware store. We can't have them hanging around like a bunch of freeloaders looking for an easy buck.
What's the emergency, Mom?
I need money.
I don't have time for this, okay? I don't even get to see my own son. I'm going to go to work now.
And while you're there, find out from your assistant, Kitty, why she didn't send my paycheck.
You get a paycheck from the Bluth Company?
It's important to the company that I keep up the image of my lifestyle.
Illusion, Mom. And I'm the president of that company. I believe I'm the one that asked you to start shopping at Quantity Plus.
And they made me apply for a membership card. It was humiliating.
I'll see what I can do for you. And now that I know that I'm the one that pays Lupe, I'm giving her the day off. Okay? Lupe, did you hear that? Tell your bus driver that he can pick up your family at the Bluth Company parking lot.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
My hero.
Anyway, you enjoy that paycheck when you get it. It will be the last one I ever send here.
Does that mean I have to go to your office to get mine, too, or how does that work?
You got to be kidding me. All right, you know what, Buster? Bob, in the copy room, he quit today. If you want your money, you're going to have to work for it.
Okay, I accept. I'll take that job. I will work in the copy room.
I wouldn't go in there without knocking, Michael.
Now, I know we've been putting in a lot of hours, but we've got to keep our heads down and power through, you know, and sacrifice.
Don't mind me. I'm just here to pick up my paycheck and get out of here.
Guys, go ahead and take a three. Lindsay, how can you just come in here and ask me for a paycheck?
Well, I usually ask Kitty, but she's not around, and you're the only one here I've ever seen before.
How long has this been going on?
Dad hired me out of college.
You quit college?
Yeah, well, I had a job. What was the point?
Well, you have a job now. Since Kitty's gone, you can earn your check by answering the phones.
Michael, It's Friday. Everybody coasts on Friday.
It's actually Saturday.
Finally. I'm out of here. I'll see you Tuesday.
I'm serious, Lindsay.
This is why your employees hate you.
They're actually quite fond of me. Okay, guys, back to staff meeting. Okay.
Lindsay.
Hello. The phone?
Well, you said staff.
The zoning committee feels that we're trying to squeeze too many units onto a lot this size, and obviously we need to if we want to make a profit. So how do we fit these units on there?
Are these fluorescent lights bothering anybody else besides me?
That's not what I want to deal with today.
Well, you and I have different management styles. I believe work should be fun, and you try to crush people's spirits. What's next, Michael? Are you going to make dancing illegal? Is this the tiny town from Footloose?
Can you go to your desk, please? Be like Buster. He's been in the copy room. I haven't seen him all day.
In fact, Buster had grown anxious in the confined space of the copy room.
I need a different job. I'm having real trouble in a confined indoor space.
Hey, coworker.
How do you feel about working outdoors?
What else do you have?
Banana stand, George Michael was also working.
I thought your dad worked last weekend.
No, last week he had to finish planning the new subdivision.
Oh. So did he finish it?
No. Hey, are you trying to make me feel bad?
Yeah, I guess. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just bored.
That's okay.
I guess he just likes work more than he likes you.
And Tobias went to the prison in preparation for his own work.
I have a letter of introduction here from Carl Weathers.
Fortunately, the new warden was an appreciator of the arts.
It would be an honor to have your research in this institution. And if I may, I have this script I'd love to get to Carl.
Okay.
The warden could easily be black.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see now.
187 won't be free till Tuesday at midnight. And I can't put you into 212 because there's already another actor researching a role in there. Steve Buscemi.
Oh, well, I would like to bunk with my father-in-law.
Okay. Let's get you into wardrobe.
Prison!
Meanwhile, Michael and Buster had arrived at the construction site, and Buster was actually starting to enjoy himself.
Michael! I'm reinforcing the header!
That's great, buddy.
Listen, also, I know that we're behind on the payroll, but as soon as the zoning committee gives me their approval, I know the bank's going to release the money. Right now, I'm just asking everyone to just, you know, power through, sacrifice.
I'll try, but these guys have been working too hard not to get paid.
I'll get on it, but until then, you know, I got Buster here to help. That's another guy.
Michael! Michael.
How'd you know I was here?
I called the office. You know, that kitty is starting to sound pretty damn sexy to me. Maybe I ought to...
That was Lindsay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What's Bussy doing here?
Michael got me the job.
How'd you get him to do construction work? The guy's like the world's biggest chicken.
Not a chicken.
Yeah, he's not a chicken. He just doesn't like confined spaces, that's all.
I thought it was open spaces.
No, it's both.
But I love it here.
And the language these guys use is rough. One of the guys told me to take my head out of my bottom and get back to work. My bottom.
What do you want? You want your paycheck?
I usually get cash under the table, but if you made it out to cash...
Well, I got bad news for you, Joe.
Hey! Pick up the pace, douchebag! You too, candy ass.
Candy ass.
With Michael gone, Lindsay was taking over.
Thanks, fellas.
We finished the proposal, and we're going to order some pizza. We were wondering if we could have two toppings on account of Saturday.
Well, he's not here. And since I'm in charge, I'm taking you all out to lunch. The whole staff.
We have to go to lunch.
We have to go to lunch, guys.
Let's go to lunch.
What happened to the lights?
Isn't this better? Doesn't this just want to make you curl up and forget about the world?
Lindsay, we need the lights so that people... Where are these people going?
I'm taking them out to lunch.
Did you reserve a restaurant? Are they taking their own cars?
Oh, they'll figure something out.
No, they won't. You don't have a plan. I told you, these people are sheep, all right? And they'll wander off and you'll lose the sheep. You've lost the sheep.
Oh, they'll be fine.
In the parking lot, the employees boarded the bus Lupe had rented for her family reunion, thinking Lindsay had reserved it to take them to lunch.
Well, I need this proposal. I don't know how they can walk off and just...
Right here, Michael.
You weren't here, and everything got done while I was in charge. See, not so hard what you do.
You just got lucky this once. You really think I could leave here and everything would be fine?
I think everything would be fine, but you. I don't think you can leave.
Well, Lindsay, if I didn't have that phone call from the zoning committee...
You'd have no reason to live. I'll have it forwarded to your cell.
Great. I'll leave. Not a problem. I can spend some time with my son. So, you're in charge. Try not to bring the whole company down.
Like that's even possible.
So, the employees headed off to Catalina, providing the surveillance team that had installed the lighting with the opportunity they needed.
The place is empty.
All right. Let's get in there and bring this company down.
At prison, George Sr. was making converts to his new way of life.
You won't regret this, little justice. Okay, let's say from now on we call you David Ben Avram.
What are you doing to my guy here?
There's nothing. I'm just merely providing him with options. This yarmulke will protect you. David Ben Avram.
I got a worse plan for you if you keep trying to convert my team.
Okay, hold it now. Wait. Now, I'm doing no such thing, and both of our religions have a lot to offer. There's the Jewish notion of heaven, and that it can be attained here on earth, and there is your belief in the cleansing power of the pipe.
No more teaching from you.
No teaching.
It was at that moment that George Sr. reunited with his son-in-law.
Elias, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm here to study with you, to learn from you. Teach me.
There's no teaching.
Who's this little c***?
Well, it's been quite a while since anybody called me a tyke. But no, I am Dr. Tobias Funke, or, with your help, frightened inmate number 2. And who is this shiny building of a man?
Oh, I'm very scared right now.
Oh, we're starting. Oh, yes, let me get something to write with.
Back at the banana stand, Anyang had arrived.
Guys, it looks like we're going to have to restock on nuts tonight, all right? Now listen, I know that that's nobody's favorite Saturday night, but I think if we just power through and keep our heads down, you know, we might be able to...
Anyang and I are fine here. I mean, you don't have to worry...
Anyang!
You don't have to worry so much. I mean, obviously, your dad doesn't want to spend time with you, but, you know, go to the beach or whatever.
He's just not around, okay?
He not have father? Or the lady adopt him too?
No, he have father. Father no love him.
No, he love me. He loves me. So, all right, maybe I will take a little time off and go to the beach or something.
I went to the beach once. Next thing I know, I'm in crate next to pig.
Yee-haw! I will go.
Instead, George Michael had decided to leave for his father's office and have lunch with him. Meanwhile, the white-collar Bluth Company employees had made it through the first leg of their journey and were about to embark on the second. And Lucille, taking Michael's advice, returned home from Quantity Plus with a problem.
Lupe! Buster? Anyang? Hello?
With Lupe gone and the rest of her family working for once, Lucille realized she missed them.
Well, now who the hell is going to unload the car?
Hola! Is Rosa still alive?
No? Okay. This is not my day. Well,
Michael, meanwhile, stopped by to say hello to his son and found out he had gone to the beach. So Michael went to find George Michael and also try to figure out a solution for his space problem. And then he decided that perhaps he, too, should try a little relaxation. Back at the construction site, Job was also ready to take the afternoon off.
Screw this. I have my pride. Okay, how much they're paying me?
You got paid? I thought we were all making sacrifices.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time for some of those big shots of the Loop Company to start making some sacrifices.
I say we shut down construction!
Wait. Hey, what's happening? Why are we stopping?
This is fun! We should do this just for the fun.
Easy for him to say. He got his paycheck, too.
Unbelievable. Come on, you douchebags! We're all on the same team!
Don't listen to him. He'll never stand up to the man. He's a chicken. A chicken.
My wife, you called me a chicken. That's over now. I have nothing to prove. That is not how chicken sounds. Chickens don't clack!
This is not how we settle things on a site.
We got our own way of finding out who's a chicken. By a little game we like to call chicken.
I hope you're up to this, Buster. This is a game of courage. A game for men.
Yeah, well, it's a game I'm ready for. Uh-oh, my seat doesn't have a cushion.
Ready? Go!
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to need a cushion.
As the booth squared off, Lindsay dealt with the news of the work stoppage.
This wasn't my fault. I thought you were Michael.
So wait, my dad's not here?
Nope, he went out for lunch to have fun. But everything's fine. I mean, if he asks, everything's fine. My style works. This place is humming along.
So wait, my dad said that he was waiting for a call, that he had to stay here.
Oh, no, he can get that call anywhere. I just have to forward it to him. Hey, would you mind running things for a little while?
Well, I'm not really.
It's not hard.
And so Lindsay headed off to deal with the work stoppage problem at the site. Lindsay knew Michael would be furious if he found out the building had stopped, so she had to find a way to start it. And that's when she saw Lupe's family.
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
Meanwhile, Michael continued his relaxation at the beach.
Okay, these units aren't too close together. We can get away with this. Right, people? All right, just speed it up. Come on, keep your heads down, power through. Oh, no. Where's my phone?
I use it to dig the B unit.
You what?
I'll get it.
No, you're going to ruin it. What am I doing? Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Yeah, hey, George Michael, where are you?
I'm at the office. Lindsay put me in charge here because there's nobody here, and she had to go to the construction site because the workers stopped working.
Oh, great. Now we're never going to finish phase three, and everything's going to fall apart. This whole thing is going to cave in, and we're going to be left with a bunch of... Great. Now my sandcastle has a giant pool in it.
And that's when Michael saw the solution to his space problem.
I got to go, buddy.
It's making a sandcastle.
George Michael noticed something, too. He knew his father had always loved him, but at this moment, he was actually holding the proof in his hands. Unfortunately, it was at this moment that the investigators went into action.
There's a kid. Cover's blown. Get out.
Clean shot over here.
No. Get the proof. He's got the evidence box. Come on. Hold it up on a stud. Go.
And back at the construction site, Buster and Job's showdown was reaching a dramatic conclusion.
Wow. Who won?
And for the first time, Job saw his brother as a man.
Let's get back to work, guys.
And Lindsay arrived, suddenly trying a new management style.
Okay, so you guys don't want to work? Fine. I got a stair car full of Mexican laborers that would love a day's work.
Laborers? I'm a professor of American Studies at the University of Mexico City.
I took a dance class there.
I thought you were taking us to Catalina. What happened to Catalina? Yeehaw!
You'd bring in scabs just like that.
Watch me. Go to work.
Whoa. We're shutting it down.
Michael, I've solved this.
No, it's not you. It's me. It's wrong. Their plan is wrong. We got to get rid of the individual swimming pools and put in a great big communal one right in the center. And Lindsay, you were right. We've all been working a little bit too hard. You can't manage by threatening and pushing people. And sometimes you have to reward hard work. Maybe reward it with a party.
Yeah!
Well, I didn't mean tonight. Just sometime in the future when we have some extra food and liquor.
Lupe! Lupe, I need help with the groceries!
How about just liquor?
And the two Bluth men finally did relax.
Thanks for coming up, buddy. I've been dying to get some time with you. I really have.
That's okay. I know how much you care about me. Unfortunately, so does the federal government. One more punch?
Sure.
Wait, the feds?
On the next Arrested Development, Tobias gets an insight into fear.
Well, let's discuss this bunking situation.
You'll be sleeping under me for a while.
I sold you for a pack of cigarettes.
And the employees find a new direction.
Whoa. What are you folks doing on this part of the mountain?
Right.
Well, I can give you a ride back into town. Come on, let's go.
Buck, Banjo, get on that pier. Come on, boy. Get.